Alrighty, guys. So now we are at episode 3, part 3. I hope you enjoyed our previous two episodes. I'm trying to just give you guys more content in a condensed amount of time just to kind of give you more things to listen to. And that way, we'll be with you guys longer. So just stay with us and I hope you enjoy it.
So it's all about just being able to be there for him because mm-hmm. he goes through a lot too.
Exactly.
Women definitely go through a lot.
Exactly.
Because they're black and they're a woman.
Hello.
But black men go through a lot as well, especially nowadays.
Most definitely.
Because with all the killings that we have seen
mm-hmm.
of black men
mm-hmm.
in this world,
mm-hmm.
it makes my heart hurt.
It
makes my heart hurt.
Yeah.
So to see your fellow black brother killed like that,
yep.
or just killed
period.
In general, it just hurts.
Mm-hmm.
You never know what goes on in a man's mind.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's so important in that relationship to establish that good communication.
Mm-hmm.
A woman can pour her heart out to her man, and that's no problem. But a man does it for some reason, it makes mm-hmm. you look weak. It makes you look pathetic.
Exactly.
And it shouldn't be like that.
It shouldn't be.
In fact, it makes you stronger just by being able to talk about
it.
Because not a lot of times we aren't able to talk about our situations.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times we like to hold those emotions in. And it, to the point where we may blow up on the wrong person.
Because that's what y'all was taught.
Exactly. And that's what society has put on
mm-hmm.
us. So we have got to break that stereotype and break that norm and make it normal that we're humans too.
Mm-hmm.
Feel those emotions.
Hello.
Feel those feelings.
And you're
cry.
Not a little pimp. You're not a little punk or a little.
That works.
You're not a little punk. You're not weak. You're not any of that. And all of the things and the stuff that society has somehow wrapped you up into believing, like Sky said, break that cycle, break that belief. Like, there's nothing wrong with being able to be, I don't like this word, and I say it to my boyfriend all the time, I don't like the word vulnerable because I am still struggling with that. I am still struggling with the ability to be vulnerable mm-hmm. with my boyfriend. Because I am a strong black queen. Hello. And I have that problem, but I'm working on it. Like I'm working on that, but the fact that I have somebody that is willing to help me through that's the thing that we in the black community need to get in our relationships. We need to be able to understand that there are times when the other is going to be down, and we need to be able to be that person that they're able to turn to. Because if you're not able to turn to the person of your significant other, whether that be man, woman, non-binary person, boy, girl, whatever y'all want to call yourselves, hallelujah, whatever you want to call yourself, if you're not able to turn to that other person or being or non-being, You don't need to be there. God damn it.
on the got to the hit. I think we're missing an important piece of the whole mental illness part is black church. Now we're just supposed to pray everything away and God will fix everything.
Mm-hmm.
And God is all powerful and God is all sovereign.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to acknowledge the fact that is what you said. He put doctors and professionals here for a reason.
Mm-hmm, Joe did.
And mm-hmm. there are just certain things that you also need God plus science to fix. And going to what you said about the blowing up, I think that blowing up is what we see when we get our brothers killing our brothers
mm-hmm.
and when we get the violence of police brutality also.
Mm-hmm.
I think that, because mostly men working as policemen,
yeah.
I think had some of them release some of those feelings, cried more than once a year or once every 5 years, just maybe some of those people who said they couldn't breathe would still be breathing.
Yeah.
And
uh-huh.
it's just a man. It's a man thing in this country to be hard or be rough and be tough Because mm-hmm. that's what the media has done, and that's what the world has always said.
Yeah.
And speaking of that, when is the media says that a man is supposed to be hard, or a man is supposed to be tough, or a man is supposed to be X, Y, and Z, when that man is not that, he's labeled as gay. He is labeled as weak. He is labeled as
too feminine.
There you go. What is the metro? What is the metrosexual?
Oh, yeah.
What all of these things? But I can tell you right now that just because a man is I know for a fact that some of these men out here that are homosexual ain't the nan bit of feminine. Ain't the nan bit of, you know, soft or any of that. But the thing is, society has decided that if you are this way or if you are that way, then this is the label that we're going to put on you. Mm-hmm. And it's not just society. It's the black community. Yeah. Because you know what? The black community is the hardest person on the black person.
Absolutely.
But yet and still, right. They want to be like, oh, I support you in this, I support you in that. But they be the main ones saying, oh, well, I said I support her, but did you see them doggone shoes she had on? Did you mm-hmm. see that? I saw her weave over here, and she ain't got this, and she ain't got that. Love to say hot diggity dog in your face, but to turn around the next day and talk behind your back.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what kind of foolishness is that?
That ain't love.
That ain't it, though. Sure ain't.
That's a snake. That's what that is.
Ain't it, though?
Because mm-hmm. you got some folks that are smiling in your face,
mm-hmm.
but part of my language, people talk shit about you behind your back.
Don't they?
Mm-hmm.
Don't they?
Anybody. It could be the friend that you thought you knew for years,
mm-hmm.
and they talk bad about you every second they get. Mm-hmm. So it's like you got to be wary of your surroundings and who you call your friend,
mm-hmm.
and even family, because mm-hmm. family does it too. At the end of the day, you love family. My thing is, I could love you, but I love you from afar.
I'm a distance. Feed you with your own hand and spoon.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I'm going to love you from afar, but I'm still going to love you. That ain't going to change. But the fact that you did this to me, you showed me that you're not the friend that I thought you were.
Mm-hmm.
Or you're not the person that I thought you were. So while I still love you, we're going to have to part ways.
Hello?
I have no issue with you. I have the issue with what you did.
Yep.
And that's what disgusts me, is that as a black community, we have to stick together.
Mm-hmm.
Especially now, we have to stick together. Us black men, we got to stick together. My fellow black queens, they got to stick together.
Mm-hmm.
All of us got to stick together. Because we all we got.
We all we got.
It's us against the world.
At this point, it really is. And the thing is, the entire top, don't forget the topic of conversation. The topic of conversation is, don't be afraid to seek help.
Yes.
That is what this is about. When we are sticking together, if you call your friends once in a while, check on them. If you realize that they ain't, you know, you ain't seen them in a minute, or they sound a little funny on the phone, if they close, go see them. Go mm-hmm. talk to them. Knock on the door. Because you don't never know what somebody is going through.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody can smile in your face. What's his name? Robin Williams. Robin mm. Williams is the perfect example.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
God rest his soul. Mm-hmm. He made us laugh for years.
Yes, ma'am.
For years. And how did he leave this world?
Mm.
He took his own life. So that's what I'm saying. So you don't never know what anybody's going through. They can have the biggest smile on their face and be going through all kinds of internal turmoil. So make sure you check in on your people, and make sure you are the part, be that rock that they need. If they're your friends, be that rock that they need. If they need help and you can't give them professional help, take them to somebody that can.
Sure enough.
Right. Like, that's what I tell people. If I can't help you, I'm gonna send you somebody that can help you.
Send you somebody that will.
I'm gonna be a resource.
Hello, hallelujah.
That's what it's all about. If I don't know it, I know somebody that
do. I know somebody that do.
Like, if I can't, I don't know anything about education. As far as teaching. But I have a friend who do.
Hello. Teach our young black children.
Right.
Excuse me. Oh, no, wait. He in the education system. Teach our young children.
Ooh.
Huh.
Next topic.
Well, since PB gave us that amazing segue, our next topic of discussion is, do y'all have an estimated time of arrival for the date in which homophobia in the black community will be a thing of the past?
Ha ha!
I'm not!
I'm going to sit back. Go ahead, y'all.
I think we have, as homosexual relationships and just LGBTQ.
IA.
Plus.
as the world and media has become more accepting and more revealing and more open to the idea of having these relationships in film and television, media, mm-hmm. period, radio, print, all that, I think we're just waiting for, this is going to sound bad, but we're just waiting for time to tick and other, for that group of black people, the conservatives, to die out. And I think once that happens, you'll get a group of black people who don't shove religion into our brothers and sisters' faces saying, hey,
you're going to burn in hell because you want to sleep with this person because you want to sleep with the same sex.
Yeah, which is hypocritical in itself. And the only reason why they do that is simply because that's something that they're not doing. Mm-hmm. It's easy to criticize people for something that you're not doing when they are doing something, you know, of their own anyway.
Wearing mixed color fabrics. Oh, you didn't know that was a sin? Oh, y'all didn't know? Oh, I just taught you something, didn't I? Mm-hmm. Y'all probably out there sinning right now listening to this. You big sinners.
Polyester and corduroy.
Y'all didn't know wearing mixed color fabrics was a sin, huh? Well, I got my cotton on, so I ain't sinning. But everybody sitting around this table with denim and cotton on, y'all sinning. Y'all
sinning. Or your nylons.
Full of sin. But see, that's the thing. Oh, like, we cannot, I personally do not understand why black people feel like, I don't remember what I was listening to or what I was reading, but it said that you black people will accept anything except for somebody being gay.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Why? Why? You can sit here and you will get accepted back into the black community quicker if you go off here and off PJ and his homeboys mm-hmm. than you will if you said, I like PJ and his homeboys.
You got it. You also have to.
I'm just saying.
You also have to flip that. Because
flip it well.
I think it's different if you're a lesbian. If you're a lesbian, that's accepted in the black community.
No, not necessarily. I mean, it's probably more accepted than it is for you to be. What is the correct term?
I was saying in the case of being a man.
And but being lesbians gay. Aren't men.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying being a woman who is homosexual is okay. But if you're a man and you're homosexual, it's not okay in the black community.
But my question is, why?
Well, I feel like it comes from it being a male-dominated society, lesbianism being seen as a turn-on for most men, and they're like, hey, we want to see that. That's what we want to see. Mm-hmm. But for a society where most the people, the males that are in charge, most of them are heterosexual.
Mm-hmm. Seemingly.
They don't. Huh?
Seemingly.
Hello.
They don't want to see two men kissing. Mm-hmm. So it's like, that's the order and that's the acceptance.
But the thing is, that's not your place. What you so worried about who they got in their bed? Why are you worried about them in their life? Do you walk in their shoes? No. Do you sleep with them at night? No, maybe. So why are you so worried about them? Let them live their life, because at the end of the day, they ain't hurt nobody.
Alrighty, guys. Thank you so much for listening. Now, before we go, I do want to leave y'all with this. You have the power to write your own story. As always, I love you. Keep shining, loves. Join us next week for part 4. Bye.